Jay Foley on Today FM.
I'm Ray, there's JP.
Hiya.
And joining us in studio once again, the vivacious, the stunning Karen Costa is here.
Hi.
How are you, vivaciousness?
I'm very good. I'm feeling bubbly.
Are you?
Always. Yeah, when I'm in here, yeah.
A bit of sunshine is nice, isn't it?
It's lovely out there. Oh, just nice. A chill, though. We've all been saying it this morning, walking the dogs. Listen, we'll take the sunshine, we'll take the dry weather, but there's a chill.
There's definitely a chill. There's great drying in it, though, Karen.
Oh, there's super drying in it.
How are you? So you're enjoying the sunshine. We were doing Ireland AM last Wednesday.
We were. We never shared the couch before, actually.
No, and we had to share it with.
To sit beside you.
Sadly, we had to share it with Warren, which was toxic.
Do
you know what? Nothing's. You know, with every silver lining has a cloud.
Warren is no cloud. She's a rainbow.
She's a dose. So let's do. Tell me I'm wrong.
Yes.
Here's how it works. You can email jp@todayfm.com. And if there's a situation, a dilemma, an issue that you want to air and you want three completely unprofessional, untrained people, and indeed the nation, you can weigh in on this as well. 0874 100 102. Send it in to us on your on the email jp@todayfm.com and we'll hash it out. So what have we got this week?
Let's crack on. Here we go. I think my girlfriend's group of friends are toxic and bad for her. There's 8 or 9 of them and they meet up every month or so. Whenever they meet, there's always some kind of drama, either beforehand or afterwards. I'm always being told how X hates Y because Y did something the last time they met. They even have separate WhatsApp groups where they bitch about each other. Over the years, I've gone to a few dinners and drinks with them, but I generally try to come up with an excuse to avoid them. It's uncomfortable when you know how they talk about each other behind their backs. Sometimes it upsets my girlfriend and I have to pick up the pieces, but she sees this as perfectly normal and says this is just how female friend groups behave. Anyway, a few weekends ago, I went to another one of these dinners, and towards the end of the night, I jokingly asked, "Do you guys even like each other?" Initially, there was a bit of joking, but then one of them took it badly and it ended up in a pylon. When we got home, my girlfriend had a right go at me for embarrassing her, but I think it was time somebody called out the bull. Tell me I'm wrong.
Oh man.
Spicy.
Cat! Is that a man writing? I presume it's a man.
I would say.
Okay, right. Well, this is our show now until half four.
Female friendship groups. Let's go.
Interesting. There's, I was just remarking on this. Are you watching White Lotus?
No, but I was going to say to you, because I've held off, we're going to watch it together, myself and the hubby, and I've started seeing this on Instagram, that Mike White, the writer of the White Lotus, is making us all examine kind of our bitching habits and female friendship habits, so I'd love to do a deep dive
on that. He covers lots of different types of relationships, but one of the ones that he's doing in this is, there's a friend group of three middle-aged women, and they were in school together. And then he has over the course of, this isn't ruining the series, there's lots of other stuff happening in it, but one of the things that's happening between these women, have you watched any of it, JP?
I haven't yet, no.
Between the three of them are stunning, very successful career women, and they're best pals since they are so-called best pals since they were children. And this is, they're getting away together. They're in Thailand and they're on holidays together, the three of them. And he creates a sort of a dynamic where once one of them leaves, so there's a trio, once one of them is gone from the group, the other two sort of become a little bit, like, it's not horrible or overly toxic, but there's a little bit of cattiness that shows through. And now it's, like I said, it's not overt and it's very, very subtle. But again, it's that sort of thing about the dynamics of, in this case, it's about three women, but is it about friends in general? Is there a thing where it's, you know, there is that little bit of, or is it girls? 0874 100 102. WhatsApp voice notes. We'll hear your voice notes about either your friend groups or your observations about friend groups. Tell me I'm wrong. I needed to call out this BS.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
0874 100 102. I'd love to hear this on your voice notes. It's Tuesday. It's sunny. The sun is shining. A little bit chilly out there. Ray Foley on the radio. God help us. There's JP as well. And Karen Costa joined us as well.
How's it going?
Darling, flying it. All the better for having you join us this afternoon.
Have you shared with your listeners how vulnerable you're feeling today?
I'm feeling pretty vulnerable today.
Mm-hmm. Fragile, are you?
I was up late and I woke up early with killer heartburn. I felt like your man in that first Alien film when the yolk bursts out of his chest.
Yeah.
Like, it's coming at any moment. Come on, said, just get it out. Get it out of me.
Oh, God.
There's no amount. I was actually trying to sleep sitting up in the bed. You know that? Like a pregnant woman.
Because of the reflux.
The heart, I think I've got the reflux.
Stop.
Oh, I'm just sitting up in the bed. Oh, I can't.
Oh, no.
Let's do... Yeah, so tell me I'm wrong. jp@fm.com for those emails. And we want your WhatsApps as we weigh in on this. The gist of it is a guy goes out with his girlfriend and her friend group and... notices a situation over time that they don't seem to like each other that much.
Yeah, the boyfriend is aware that the girlfriend is on kind of different splinter WhatsApp groups, it seemed to be, and they seem to bitch about each other. He called it out one night, jokingly going, sure, do any of you even like each other? And then it ended up being a pile-on. And he's like, well, hang on, I'm just calling out your BS here. Mm. So tell me I'm wrong, he's basically asking, you know.
Well,
so
as a woman, you're a woman, right? Do you find...
He's talking to you, Karen.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
There's three of us in the room, but it's you he's talking.
Do you, in your own, like, and he's talking about the old friends, is it? Or is that what we're talking about? No, I was talking about the White Lotus as well. The sort of thing of this, the old friend group. And some friend, you know, you'd see girls in friend group, girls, women in friend groups that could be like 10 or 12 girls from school that have sort of... added to their ranks over the course of the years through secondary school and college as well, that like could be a really big group of girls and they'd call each other the girls or they'd call each other their friends.
So that's, I'd love to know how many WhatsApp groups in the country are just called the gals.
The gals or the girlies.
Girlies.
I'm going out with the girlies. And if I'm not home until 3 o'clock in the morning, I don't care. Those kids better be in bed and their lunch is made for tomorrow morning.
Uh-huh.
There could be a big group, but then how... feasible is a big group like that to call them your best friends? Maybe one or two of them truly are your best friends and the rest of them are stragglers. And there might even then, not stragglers, but in terms of your relation, you know, from number one to number 12, maybe the relationship wouldn't be as tight or even strong at all. Because there are, within those friend groups, there would be a couple of proper rows that they, you know, people haven't gotten over or haven't, you know... They don't necessarily, they're not just not compatible. Do you know what I mean? But they're still in the same friend group.
Like, I think I'm really lucky with mine, but now I'm feeling like the way you feel about the guy saying, stop sending me reels. Am I the friend that everyone else is having a... No, I'm joking.
That's everyone's bitching about.
No, I thought you were going to say it's the other way. We all get on really well. I don't think there's...
There's a dynamic where... One person is the one that holds everyone together.
Yes, we have one of those. That's Julie in our group. Yeah,
shout out to Julie.
She books everything. She's on top of it. I literally turn up for our girls' trip, hand her my passport, and I don't have to think for the rest of the
trip. That's amazing. But beyond that, it's kind of like, then is this the case that you're all Julie's, you know, in theory, are you all Julie's friends? Are you friends with each other? Do you know what I mean? That without the one, because there is the person, aside from the organising, there is the glue that holds you together, the emotional, not just the organising glue, but the emotional glue of the person that is... Well, we love her and she's the one that is binding us. Like if this, by the way, I'm taking it out of your friend group, I'm taking it out of Julie.
Take the pressure off. I'm going to say something wrong here.
But in these kind of scenarios, it's like, could you imagine that person not being in the group? And then are we still friends? Are we still connected to each other? Still, 0874-100-102, this lad who called it out, I think they were dead right to call it out. Give them an award. Might be time to move on from their friend group, from Nora. Nora, I don't know. I think it could be normal. I think in a big friend group, it might be normal to have disparate little groups of the primary school friends or the best pals. And there's only two of them in that. And it's like, did you see, or is it your one coming? Because the last time she was coming, she was saying she was giving out about the other one or whatever. That it might be normal for people to have different strengths or quality of relationships within a larger group. Do you know what I mean?
I think that making this a gender thing is a bit weird, because could it be that when
humans,
your girlfriends go out, women are more likely to talk about their experiences after they come home from whatever it was they were doing with their girlfriends, because they're still interested in what happened. Whereas a fella goes out with his fella friends, and we all know...
What happened?
You come home, I don't know. We hung out for 2 hours. What'd you talk about? I don't know. I'm not sure. It's just the difference between men and women that way, you know? We don't really hold on to whatever the hell we were talking about with our guy friends, because it just happened. We were just hanging out and we parked it, and now it's ancient history.
So it is a gender thing.
Maybe it is, but like, It doesn't mean that these friends that she has, she needs to get rid of. It's just how she's relating to those friends.
I was about to say, this is their normal. And I don't know. Yeah. Nora texts and says, ditch your friends. But then you're on your own. Then you don't have any friends. And I suppose it's a part of the human experience that there's a certain amount of bitching built into a lasting, a functional relationship, as much as there is you're my best pal and I love you and, you know, we support each other and we lift each other, blah, 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 blah. That is, as well as that, there are the negatives that also make it normal. This is their normal, Nora. Fee texts. Say good afternoon to Fee.
Good afternoon to you, Fee.
She says, I've always heard that stereotype about bitchy female friend groups, but I haven't experienced it much myself. I think it's less common in younger women. I'm 23. Or it could be because I've always kept a small group of close friends, so I've never dealt with the politics of a large friend group. Love the show. Hey. Well, that's the thing, you see, that it would be easier or more likely that the larger the group is, the more disparate the identities would be within that group.
Whereas
if there's only the three of you. But then within that group, like I say, there could be a trio or a pairing that would be closer because of your own experiences together or your own...
Well, that's fine. Just sometimes you just have better banter or whatever it is. You just click. I think that's totally normal that there's different sort of degrees of friendship within the larger friendship group.
Yeah, like a Venn diagrams. There could be three here, but she's closer with that other three.
Exactly. And then,
Miriam's in Wexford. Life's too short and too precious to bitch about others, from Miriam. But Miriam, it's so fun.
It's so satisfying,
it's just
Miriam,
so
isn't it?
Fun. Yeah.
You'll never guess what your friends were saying about you, Miriam.
You melt. Miriam, it's so fun. Oh my God. And that's the other thing. That is.
Would you call out bitching, though? Would you?
No, because I am the bitch. Because you know me. My God.
How long do we know each other now? You look good on the radio.
No, Karen has called me out on bitching many times. I remember being in the 6 o'clock show. 6 o'clock show, you're like, you're always bitching. I'm like, yeah, I know.
It just makes me uncomfortable because I'm just like, you just don't be putting out the bad energy. Do you know?
You're absolutely right. But there is a certain, like I say, there's a certain amount of normal about bitching or about being, you know.
Human nature.
Yeah, and that's it's another form of connection that people have as well.
It's very bonding to have a good bitch about someone, for sure.
Fergal, girls might get catty, but I've been part of groups of male friends where a night out might end up with two fellas baiting the heads off each other. It's just as bad for men, from Fergal. Well, that's the thing. Any form of large group. And do you know what? It might be even more, potentially more volatile. This is to contradict what JP was saying a moment ago. That things might be left unsaid between men for a very long time, and it might come out then in a situation that's socializing or involved in drink. 0874 100 102. Joey's there as well. Singing afternoon to Joey.
Good afternoon to you, Joey.
Your man is a brave boy, but he's dead right. When women get together like that, they're like feral hyenas, and all rhyme, reason, and logic out the window.
I really don't know about that.
Distancing ourselves from those comments.
I wouldn't necessarily agree with that. And we'll be putting Joey's phone number and address on the website on todayfm.com. Joey, look out as the hyenas descend on your location. JP, 0874 100 100. Will we get a final result or final verdict on this?
Yeah, I've been close on this one. Sort of 50-50 almost, but I think I'm going to say, I think he is wrong to have called it out in that sort of setting. There was no need to do it there. He did embarrass her in front of her friends. He could have done it in private. He could have just distanced himself from the friend group and say, I'm never hanging around with your friends again. I don't like them. And by the way, the next time you come home and something's upset you about these friends I've told you about that I don't like, don't complain to me. You no longer have my shoulder to cry on, but don't call it out in front of her friends. Okay. It's the wrong place to do it.
That's an interesting one, yeah. That thing of where the person you love is hurt or has been hurt by the scenario, you wouldn't let it go. Like, my wife has been in scenarios with friends where just small falling outs or whatever. And it's, you know, even if she comes back home from work and says, oh, so-and-so said such-and-so or such-and-such said such-and-such to me and whatever, I will never let go of that. I have, for the rest of my life, there are people that I've seen on the telly that she's had, like, small little arguments in work with. You know, like, because she works in the newsroom in RTE. And it's like, anytime they come on the news, on the telly, I'm like, there he is now. There he is. There's my friend. And I never, ever, and similarly, if she has a disagreement, like small little falling out or a kind of a small thing with her friends or colleagues, I will never let it go.
That is so cute of you that you back her that much. Like, John would just forget. I'd forget that I'd had the fight. Oh, I hold on to very little.
I forget my own fights. But genuinely, the smallest thing that she herself would have forgotten, I cling onto like a limpet. I'm like a bitchy elephant is what I am. And that thing, like you're saying, of the boyfriend, maybe this is his form of going, No, I'm not having that because this makes her sad. This upsets her and I don't like to see that.
Finola's been in touch. She's just made it political. She says, having lived in the UK a long time and then moved back, I can tell you as an Irish woman, Irish women are much bitchier than the English women.
How dare you? God. Well, do you know what you can do now? I'm telling you. Coming, flying in from England, straight in from the airport, giving out about our girls. The absolute cheek of you, Finola. Coming back home and giving out about the cheek of you.
God. Eating her walkers, giving out about these girls, I swear.
JP
to God.
Says you're wrong. Karen, what's your position?
I think he's wrong as well. I think he just needs to leave them at it. It's her friend group. Just do the right thing. Just listen to your girlfriend. Don't try and provide any solutions. Just be a shoulder to cry on and leave them at it.
Maybe to her. What do you think in private to her? Maybe saying, is this okay? Is this normal? Or that's a conversation they could have between the two of them, but not necessarily calling out the entire group.
Absolutely. Don't bring it. No. Don't bring it to the table.
Originally, when you were reading this, my position was, yeah, he's dead right. Yeah. You know, it's they're not nice to each other. But as we've discussed this, I've kind of thought this is their normal. This could be a scenario where, you know, if they're friends from school or since they were babies or kids themselves. Interesting one, actually. Mm. Karen asked a question, which was, would you pick these friends that you've had since you were five? If you met them today for the first time, would they be your friend? That's another show.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it?
That's another tell me I'm wrong. But would you pick them now? You know, because they're not the same. Obviously, they're not the same people. None of you are the same people. Would you pick them now? That's an interesting one. Yeah, I think he's wrong. Overall, this is their normal. Maybe a conversation you can have between the two of you, but this is the way they interact. This is their relationship. And keep storm, son. Tell me I'm on JP at todayfm.com.
Ray Foley on Today FM.